Walk around the block with a forager, and the city starts to look more like a produce market. Nat Bletter is leading a couple dozen foraging newbies on an outing to gather wild food at UH Manoa. We stop outside the west entrance of campus and crouch down beside a patch of weeds.
Does anyone recognize this from farmers markets? This is a pretty common weed, purslane, and it makes a great salad green.
Bletter picks a couple sprigs and gives it a wash with his water bottle.
I brought salad dressing. If we find enough greens along the way, we can make a salad. So people brought bags. We can harvest some of this.
It's the third foraging class Bletter has organized for Slow Food Oahu, but he says he's been leading similar tours for years. He started back in New York, where he used to demonstrate foraging in Central Park to make some extra money while in grad school for ethnobotany. To him, foraging for food just makes sense.
Understanding where our food comes from, and if you don't happen to live near a farm, this is another way to reconnect with the food and be able to identify it.
Bletter says the UH campus is a perfect place for beginning foragers. The school originally opened with an agricultural focus, and a wide range of fruit and nut trees still remain. We round a corner by the art building and come across a wild lemon drop tree, where the ground below is littered with fresh fruit. First-time forager John Best slices one open and gives it a taste.
Oh, it's sour but then sweet. It's a wonderful. I mean, the outside is really sour. The inside is fabulous. It's just it's wonderful. Juicy.
Not everyone on the tour is new to foraging. Nadia and Alex gather food from their backyard to eat and also pick up things they find while hiking around Oahu.
Whatever's in season. Right now, tangerines are going off, so we've had good tangerines all over the island. Kaneohe, Kahava, Manoa, Kamiki, Kahava.
You're hungry and you get food. You go pick it and you share it. It's more fulfilling for some reason.
Yeah, it is better for you to eat what grows, you know, under your feet as opposed to shipped over here from far away, you know.
It's curiosity, it's fun, it's out in nature, so it's a whole experience.
Sunny Savage is a forager and nutrition teacher on Maui. She just finished her new book, Wild Food Plants of Hawaii.
These foods are found growing all around us, and it is truly as simple as walking into your own backyard and picking something.
But not everything is ripe for the picking. Some plants aren't tasty enough, others aren't safe. Back on the tour, Bletter reminds everyone to educate themselves before they go out to forage. Many edible plants could have poisonous lookalikes.
There's no like easy trick, like, if it has a red stem, it's toxic, so you just have to study them. Because when you first approach plants, they're green. Like, how do I tell that green from that green? So learning the characters of the leaves and to make sure you don't get a toxic one.
Bletter says field classes like his can help foragers learn enough to chomp safely and enjoy the hunt. Molly Solomon for HPR News.